How's it going, fogies? I'm Anthony Kill, and welcome to Front Seats to My Downfall, the only podcast where y'all can get front row seats to listen to my life fall apart. Let's roll the intro music. What up, baby? Ew. Ew, ew, what the fuck? What the fuck was that? Ew. guess who's back again. Nope. We're not gonna do that ever again. Let's what the fuck is wrong with me? But shit. Y'all bitches thought I was gonna hit it and quit it, didn't you? Well, that would have been the case, you know, a couple years ago, back when I had a sex life. Now I'm gonna just settle for anything, to be honest. Like, anything that moves, anything that doesn't move. I'm down for anything. Jesus on a motorbike. How the fuck are y'all doing, by the way? I hope y'all are doing great, wherever the fuck you're listening to this podcast, or whenever the fuck you're listening to it. I hope y'all bitches are doing great. Huh? What was that? Me? Aw, that's very considerate of you. Thanks for asking. Even though I know no one gives a shit and like I just made that shit up in my head. Thanks for asking anyway, or thanks for thinking of it anyway. I'm just tired, to be honest. Like, I'm just tired of life. I'm tired in general. And it's because like I've been experimenting. No, not like that. I've just been trying out different ways to live my life, I guess. And by that, I mean, like, I'm trying to go nocturnal. And let me just tell you, bitch, I do not recommend that to any human being on this goddamn planet. I don't think human beings are supposed to go nocturnal. Unless you have, like, an early shift in the morning, then sure, by all means. But, you know, for regular dumbass people that are lazy and that doesn't really want to do anything in life, I don't recommend that for y'all. Let me be living proof of that. And the reason I wanted to go nocturnal is because I heard a wild little birdie told me that it lowers your sex drive. And recently, bro, I've just been mad horny. I've literally taken the definition of a horn dog to a whole nother fucking level, bro. It's insane. I've literally calculated this in my head. I haven't had sex in over 200 days. 200 days ago was the last time I had sex. So every single minute of my life, I'm just thinking about sex. I'm just thinking about humping. Like, a couple of days ago, I was in my bed watching YouTube or some shit, and I started humping my bed. Yep, I started doing that. And this kind of reminds me of like when I was 12 years old and I did that voluntarily. Like, I made a conscious effort to like hump everything that I got, every stuffed animal, every fucking pillow, my bed even. Like, I humped everything in my fucking path. But now I'm 20 years old and I humped my bed involuntarily. Involuntarily? Involuntarily. English? I don't know what that is. But yeah, bro, I just can't stop thinking about sex. I just can't. Like, I need to stop. I need to stop myself from doing that. And you know, go nocturnal definitely like hindered, or even like put a pause on my sexual drive. And it comes with a cost, by the way. I heard it like lowers your sperm count, so I may or may not have kids again. I guess that's fine by me, as long as I'm not humping my bed. Oh fuck. This is great. And it ain't like I haven't been on my A game when it comes to like talking to women. Like, I have been talking to some girls and there were points where, you know, we were close, this close to having sex. But I don't know. I just can't do it. I just can't seem to fucking do it. Like, you know, because of this fucking pandemic, like, it just made me hella anxious and paranoid about the whole, like, touching thing. And, you know, I don't know what to do. Do I fucking save the planet by not hooking up? Or do I save myself from insanity by having sex? I don't know what the fuck to do, bro. My life is in shambles right now. This sounds like such a first world problem, but it is what it is. I just gotta accept it. I'm gonna go celibate. I'm gonna go back to being a virgin. That's what's gonna happen if I keep going down this path. Speaking of like, what was that? Speaking of like, you know, not having sex and humping stuff. I don't know if y'all heard about this like special event that happened a couple days ago called Valentine's Day. And for all of you couples that celebrate this special event, I hope y'all had a wonderful Valentine's Day. No, I don't. No, the fuck I don't. I hope y'all had a miserable, fucking lonely ass, terrible Valentine's Day. All right? Like, bro, like, if I can't have a fucking bitch, none of y'all bitches can have a bitch either. All right? Like, I can't deal with y'all motherfuckers running around being in relationships and shit while my dumb ass is still single. I just can't deal with it. Like, call me like a narcissistic, fucking selfish ass prick. But, you know, in order for this to work, you know, you and I, we gotta be on the same wavelength, my dude. I don't know if anybody wants that, but I'm just saying, like, this can't happen when you're in a relationship. We both gotta be single for this to work. Fine, fuck it. All you couples, be happy, be couple-y, do your thing. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck anymore. I've accepted the fact that I'm gonna be single for the rest of my fucking life, and that's fine. I'm fine. I'm not fine, am I? It's just, okay, first off, I never understood the whole concept of, like, Valentine's Day. I don't understand why you gotta, like, create this whole fucking, like, day to, like, love somebody. Like, if I had a girl, like, I would treat her like the fucking queen that she is every single fucking day of my life. Like, I don't want a particular day to let them know that, like, babe, honey, I want you to know that on this particular day, I love you more than I usually do. And, you know, I just want you to know that. Like, I just don't see myself doing that, bro. Like, I can't do that ever. And, you know, I know some of y'all are not going to agree with me, and that's completely fine. You know, y'all are entitled to your own opinion, as am I. And that's just, you know, that's just who I am. That's just my opinion, all right? So respect that. But the worst part about that whole fucking day was the, like, I had to hop on Instagram and Snapchat only to find out, like, all my friends that were in, like, relationships and shit were posting, like, all these, like, cringy-ass fucking pictures of their boyfriends and their girlfriends and what they received for their fucking Valentine's Day. And it just, I'm just like, bro, shut the fuck up. You single-handedly ruined my fucking life. Ruined that day for me. And I'm speaking on behalf of all the fucking single people out there. If I had the chance to strangle you and your partner, I would. I wouldn't even hesitate. I will fucking strangle you until you fucking choke in your own spit. Jesus fucking Christ. That, as you can tell, there's a lot of, like, childhood trauma and resentment in what I said and what I feel about this whole Valentine's Day thing. And it wasn't just one day, though. Like, I completely forgot about the fact that, like, I have friends from all over the fucking world. Yes, that's kind of hard to believe, but contrary to popular belief, I actually have friends. I do, all right? I have friends. Fuck. But yeah, like, I completely forgot about the whole, like, time zone bullshit. So not only was, like, the 14th of February, like, depressing for me, but the next day was also like hella depressing. I couldn't hop on social media for like 2 fucking days, and I was just miserable for those 2 days. And it just made me, I don't know. I just wanted to die. I wanted to give up on life. And that doesn't happen. Who am I kidding? That happens a lot. So I'm kind of used to it. You know what? Do your thing, bro. Like, keep doing your thing. I'm just going to stay out of it. All this talk about, like, having a partner and all that shit reminded me of, like, this question that my friend asked, like, a couple of days ago. Like, we were basically playing, like, drunk Call of Duty. And I think one of my friends were, like, streaming or some shit, and he needed content. So we're playing this game called, like, Spill It or Drink It. I don't know. It's pretty simple, actually. Like, you either, like, spill the truth or you take a shot. And one of my friends asked me, what was the weirdest place that you've ever hooked up? And it got me thinking about this podcast and how I got you guys to talk to. So I didn't really answer that question on his stream. And I ended up taking a couple shots, or 2 or 3, you know, because I'm a borderline alcoholic. And I just didn't answer that question. So I feel like I've felt obligated to talk about this on here, even though I feel like I've already done that on episode 3. You know, if y'all want to check it out, go check it out and then come back to this later. Or if you don't want that, if you don't want to do that, that's completely fine. You can stick around. But yeah, like I feel like I've hooked up in a lot of like public spots, even though it makes me like, I don't know. It just gives me like really weird vibes. Like it makes me cringe every time I try to like do it in like public spots. Cause you know, there's a lot of fucking people that end up touching it and like doing stuff. And it just makes me, but although I do feel that way, like back in the day, I was a whole nother fucking breed, bro. Like, even though like I was the ugliest motherfucker alive, I mean, I still am. But back then I had the confidence of a fucking demigod, bro. Like back in high school. So yeah, like I've definitely like done it in a lot of like weird places. The first thing that comes into my head is like the time where I hooked up with one of my friends at her school's auditorium. And I definitely feel like I've said this before on one of the episodes, but I'm gonna say it again. Fuck it. But yeah, like it was with my friend Katie. And I don't think she'll mind me saying her name, because like she's a theater student, as am I. And we're just like a bunch of attention whores. So yeah, like she don't really mind it. But yeah, like Katie and I, we were like really good friends. And it wasn't like, friends with benefits type of thing. It was more like a depressing, fucked up in the head type of shit. Like we hooked up whenever we were like depressed and lonely and desperate. And, she was a bitch that I went to when I was like depressed. And I was a bitch that she went to when she got, you know, out of a relationship and she was like lonely and shit. So, you know, we had like a mutual understanding that like whenever we're depressed, we finna fuck. And that's what it was. And we were like really good friends as well. So there weren't like any strings attached whatsoever. And yeah, this one day she ended up inviting me to one of her like theater recitals or some shit at her school. And I believe she went at the very end. Yeah, because like everybody else like finished doing their shit and they packed up and they left. So yeah, like at the end, it was just her teachers, and then there was this dumbass. And the teachers actually left after they graded her performance, and it was just me and her alone in the auditorium. I was just helping her pack up all her shit. And I don't know what happened. Like, we weren't really like depressed or anything. I was actually mad proud of her performance. Like, we were happy for once. And maybe that kind of struck something in us and sparked something. I don't fucking know. But yeah, we ended up hooking up. And I remember like a lot of people like ended up coming in and out of the auditorium, but no one could really see us because we dimmed all the lights and we were like doing it at the last row. And the last row was like, basically like the seating arrangement was like elevated. So the last row was like at the highest point, and we were doing it on the floor. So like no one could see us. And yeah, like I don't fucking know if that was exciting, but it was definitely like a weird spot at that time. But yeah. And if we're gonna talk about the most recent thing that's happened, it's gotta be with my ex. Like, for those of you that's like new to this podcast, I was actually in a relationship with this like sweet, independent, beautiful girl back in Toronto. And during our relationship, actually in between that, we decided to go on this like secret romantic getaway trip to Montreal. And we ended up like hooking up on the flight to Montreal. And it wasn't really like a spontaneous thing, to be honest. Like, we actually like planned it out. Actually, she planned everything out. We hoped to have sex on the flight. But what we didn't hope for is the bathroom being that small. And it was really cute, to be honest. Like, we didn't do it to like spice up our sex life. Like, our sex was great, but it was just, I don't know, we just planned it out. Like, it was, she's one of those people that like likes to plan everything out. Like, she made like different itineraries of like, okay, like we're gonna have sex at this slot, and like the rest of the day we're gonna like go to different museums, go for walks, and like go to these restaurants and shit. It was like the cutest fucking shit ever. How could I fucking say no to like having sex on a flight? I guess I joined the Mile High Club, but like the broadcast version of it, because we were traveling coach, because I needed to save money and I ain't gonna spend another fucking dime on a bitch. Fuck. I'm sorry. It was great. It was great. Fuck. Why do I keep, why? I hope she doesn't listen to this. Cause she doesn't, we kept our relationship private until now, until like I started this episode or started this podcast. Fuck. I'm going to shut up. this whole week has been like hella boring, to be honest. I just literally have nothing else to say. Like, I was hoping, I was praying to God, even though I'm not religious, I was actually praying to God something like bad was gonna happen. Like, some lunatic was gonna like steal the nuclear codes and like blow up the entire fucking world. I was actually hoping for that, but nothing really happened. So I got nothing to talk about. And don't look at me like that. Don't look at me with your judgmental eyes. Like, I get that I'm dark, but like, I know y'all bitches be thinking the same thing. Cause I know there's a lot of people that like, it's the same thing when you like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but like whenever I hop on a flight, like I pray to God that the flight actually crashes. Like, I don't give a fuck about how many kids or how many passengers are there on board. I just want the flight to crash, because I think my life's so boring that surviving a plane crash would be relatively interesting if I ever get to like live to tell the tale of how I survived a plane crash. But yeah. Okay, so since I was like hella bored this week and nothing really happened, it actually gave me the chance to like listen to all of my friends' podcasts. Okay, like, backstory, ever since I started this podcast, actually no, ever since this whole lockdown shit happened, a lot of my friends ended up like starting their own podcasts and shit, and they kept sending me links to their podcasts to listen to it, and I just kept turning it down, or like I just never really got the time to listen to them, because like, you know, I gotta focus on this podcast because I've been slacking, bro. And you know, I finally got the chance to like listen to their podcast, and bitch, some of y'all motherfuckers need to chill, bro. Like, I don't understand why these dumbass bitches think their life is so interesting that people are gonna want to listen to their shit for over a fucking hour. Like, bro. Like, your life ain't shit, all right? I'm gonna just say this again. Your life ain't shit. Say it with me. Your life ain't shit. And I get that, like, you know, I have no place to talk about this because my podcast is relatively shitty, but like, name me, like, ain't nobody doing it like me, all right? Name me one podcaster that's like, I don't know, fucking inconsistent and like relatively like funny and boring at the same time. Like, go ahead, name me one podcaster that's doing it like me. Exactly. There's no one doing it like me. And that's what I keep saying to them. Like, be unique. Like, if you're going to start something, stand the fuck out. Don't do shit that's been done for the past like 8 fucking years. All right. Like, it annoys me that people would want to do the same thing and expect results. Again, like, I have no place to say this, but yeah, that's my opinion on most of my friends starting their own podcast and doing the same shit as everybody else. It's like, I could compare you to like a million other fucking podcasters. Like, that's not what this is about. That's not how you like stand out. Unless you've already like built a name for yourself, then sure, like, do the same shit. But like, if you're going to want to stand out, like, do something different, bro. Shit. Y'all got me fucked up. And also, like, have you noticed, like, 9 episodes in and my ego is already like off the fucking charts. I hate myself. Who the fuck have I transformed into? Jesus. Speaking of my friends, a lot of them actually asked me to like watch the whole Framing Britney Spears documentary that came out recently, and they wanted me to give my opinion on here, I guess. All right, fine. It was a couple friends of mine. Okay, it was a friend. Yo, don't make me say this. Don't make me do this. It was me, all right? It was me. Are you happy now? Like, I saw a lot of people talking about it on Twitter, and I just wanted to like hop on the hype train and just, I ended up watching it. And 20 minutes in, I realized I just couldn't give a fuck, bro. Like, I really couldn't care less. It's just, this whole documentary bullshit was released at the wrong time, especially right now. There's a fucking pandemic and there's like billions of people that can't fucking meet their needs, and they're like starving, and like some of them even have to risk their lives just to like feed themselves and like feed their family. And the fact that like they released a documentary and like Britney's conservatorship, like, she's gonna be fine. Like, Britney's gonna be fine, all right? Like, she's worth what, like $50-100 million? Like, no matter who her conservator is, like, yo, she has a fucking mansion. She's isolated. She doesn't have to like work for anything ever again. And sure, like, her father might have like control over her financial situations, but at least she has a financial situation. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of these people don't. So I just couldn't sit there and watch. It just didn't feel right. It just gave me like really weird vibes. And I just couldn't, bro. Like, I couldn't. Yeah. But what I did end up watching is a lot of like Marvel movies, in order, by the way. And this might upset like a lot of like MCU fans, because a lot of them like to watch it in like chronological order. But bro, Marvel released them in order because it's the most easiest to watch. It's how it's meant to be watched. So don't come at me, all right? Don't come at me with your little dumbass bullshit. Sit your ass down. And yeah, like, you know how in the previous episode I mentioned, like, I can't really sit down and watch a movie? Turns out I was fucking wrong, bro. Like, something about, like, the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe and how it all, like, comes together and the whole continuity of it. Like, I don't know what it is. It just makes it much more enjoyable to, like, sit down and watch for, like, hours. And if you couldn't already tell, my life for the past week has been, like, so fucking stale. I'm just hoping something interesting happens, but like, I'm just sorry, bro. Like, I'm sorry if this episode is like hella fucking boring, but maybe the next thing that I'm gonna talk about may be of interest to certain people or not to others. I don't fucking know. So over the past week, I've just been like hate watching this YouTuber named Alex Warren. And never in a million years would I have thought I would be doing that. You know, hate watching somebody on YouTube and shit. Like, I wouldn't have thought that my life would fucking go in that direction. But yo, I hate this motherfucker to the fucking max. I just can't stand this dude, bro. Like, I just can't. Okay, so to add a little bit of context, Alex Warren, or what I like to call him as like the bootleg version of David Dobrik, was or is still part of this TikTok group called The Hype House. And essentially, like, long story short, they're this like satanic, like, white supremacist boy band. And unlike all those like fucking idiotic TikTokers, Alex Warren actually rose to fame for being, well, the bootleg version of David Dobrik. And that pisses me off, bro. Because, like, there's a whole fine line between, like, you know, being inspired by somebody's work and adding your own spice to it and adding your own, like, flavor to it or whatever, and just ripping off somebody's work. And this dude manages to, like, blur the whole fucking line and just straight up rips off, like, David Dobrik's content. And he doesn't just rip off his content, but, like, his thumbnails and his fucking titles too, bro. His fucking titles. Everything is the exact fucking same. Like, to the fucking T. And the only fucking reason why this motherfucker gets views is because, you know, like, if you watch, like, David Dobrik's videos, you know he has, like, his own squad called the Vlog Squad. And basically, Alex recreated that with a bunch of, like, brain dead TikTokers that literally have, like, no comedic bone whatsoever. They have no sense of perception about comedy, period. Like it's just so fucking, like, dull and dry, and I don't like it. But like, you know, all these brain dead, brainwashed kids, you know, that respect all these, like, fucking sexually permeating TikTokers, just end up watching it, and, you know, these motherfuckers end up getting a lot of clout, getting rich, and yeah, it just pisses me off. It pisses me off that, like, he's 20 years old. He's the same age as me. And the fact that, like, he can garner so much fucking success just by doing the bare minimum is insane to me. At least be creative, bro. Like, what the fuck are you doing? So, okay, just to make things interesting, let's play a quick game of Can You Spot the Difference? I'm gonna just play, like, a bunch of clips, and y'all can figure out whether it's Alex Warren or whether it's David Dobrik, or whether they're both the same or not. It's just okay, just roll the fucking clip.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
This motherfucker really said, fuck ripping off content. I'm gonna fucking plagiarize somebody's personality, bitch. That's what I'm finna do. this guy creeps me out so much. I just can't. Like, a lot of people called him out on this shit too. Like, a lot of people on his comments, a lot of people on Twitter, even, like, some content creators, a lot of content creators called him out on this shit. And honestly, I just don't think he gives a flying fuck. Because about a year ago, he actually went on Impulsive. And Impulsive is, like, Logan Paul's podcast, and they talked about the whole, like, impersonating David Dobrik thing. And the first thing that they asked him was about the fucking laugh, because it's so fucking identical to the fucking T, bro. This is what he had to say.
You sound and your laugh is similar, if not identical, to David. Yeah. To David Dobrik.
I don't hear it that much. I know we laugh talk, like, so, like, we talk like this when we're filming to kind of, like, bring the energy up in, like, the vlogs.
Cause what, bitch? You ain't got a personality of your own, and you saw people fucking with David's. So you were like, yeah, I'm gonna do exactly that. Just exactly the same thing. Like, it ain't even funny anymore, bro. Like, I don't understand this dude.
Who's gonna watch a fucking vlog where I'm like, hey guys, today we're going to Logan's house.
But there's a way.
I mean, still, that was still laugh talking.
But there's a way to do it to still make it exciting. Just put energy into it and put your excitement into it.
Right.
But
I've been doing it for a while.
No, you haven't. Why the fuck is this bitch lying? Okay, so I basically did some research. Okay, no, I didn't. this entire segment is actually inspired by this YouTuber named Michael Prasad. I highly suggest y'all to, like, check him out on YouTube. Like, he goes in depth on this shit. And he's possibly one of the most underrated YouTubers out there, period. Like, he's hilarious and he's so fucking unique and he's just on his own fucking lane, bro. Like, yeah, just go check him out. And let me just tell you, bitch, I was in shock when he dug up Alex Warren's first ever video that was uploaded on YouTube. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is what the real Alex Warren sounds like.
I watched this video on this fidget spinner trick, and I mean, they looked pretty cool, so I'm gonna go over to my friend Ryan's house, and he's gonna lend me his fidget spinner, and we're gonna see what kind of trouble we can get into.
Upon further inspection, I kind of understand why he would want to rip off somebody's personality, because this bitch ain't got none, bro. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck was that? Why the fuck isn't he laugh talking anymore, you lying son of a bitch? Why the fuck you ain't doing that? I mean, clearly he doesn't give a fuck. And 2 months later, he went on Jeff Wittick's like YouTube channel, and they basically went ham on this motherfucker, bro. They definitely got on his fucking nerves. And, you know, just like every other content creator out there, all they can ever talk about is how he impersonates David Dobrik and how uncanny it is. And that's what they did. Yeah, just listen to it.
I look at you as a master impressionist.
That's actually how I am, though. I literally just talk like that. Like, the mannerism stuff, I'm just a goofy little pussy, pretty much. I'm not saying David is.
I mean, damn, like, why be self-aware like that, though? Like, this dude doesn't just disregard his own reality, but apparently he's a woke fucking genius, bro. Like, who in the right fucking mind would go on somebody's YouTube channel willingly and call themselves a goofy little pussy? Like, who the fuck are you? What the fuck is happening? And then Jeff proceeds to ask him about, like, ripping off David's content. And y'all can just listen to it for yourself.
I really resembled with David. I was heavily inspired by his format. But regarding the content itself, it's like I do come up with my own bits. But everything that, like you've mentioned right there, that's all, like, stuff that every YouTuber's done.
My friend. Habibi. The so-called format is literally the fucking content, you goofy little pussy. It's literally what makes David Dobrik's video a David Dobrik video, if that makes sense. Like, what the fuck were you thinking? Why? And not even like seconds later, this is what this bitch said.
It's like, I'm not afraid to say that, like, bits have happened where I've blatantly copied David. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it happens to be that everyone thinks all of them are. When, in the case, a lot of the things I've done, David has not done.
How the fuck? How in the goddamn fuck did he manage to, like, contradict himself so quick? Like, damn, bro, like, could you have waited, like, 5 fucking minutes to lie? The fuck? Like, didn't he just say this?
Like, I do come up with my own bits. Like, I do come up with my own bits. I do come up with my own bits.
Wait. So, let me get this straight. So, all of the bullshit excuses that he came up with is basically, like, invalid at this point, right? I mean, that's fucking great, dude. Like, that's totally fucking gnarly, dude. Like, all I'm saying is, bro, like, if I was an influencer that lies to my audience about, like, ripping off fucking content, yo, I'd make sure that my story is being backed up by, like, verifiable sources. I'd have fucking numerous fucking references. I'd even make sure it has proper continuity, bro. Like, all, like, what I'm trying to say is I'd get my shit straight, all right? And, I just don't like this dude. I just don't like him. Like, if I had the opportunity to fucking punch him, I would. I would take that opportunity right away without any hesitation. Yo, Alex Warren, if you want to fight me, like, fight me, bro. Fight me. Yeah, your face is so fucking annoying. Your content is annoying. Just fight me. I've probably got to wrap it up, right? Before I say some dumb shit. I don't want to end it on a, like, really, I don't know, negative note. So, I love you. See, there's something positive in all of this. I love you. All right, we got to wrap it up, bro. We got to wrap this shit up. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Front Seas to My Downfall. If you've enjoyed listening to my life fall apart, don't forget to join me next week, where I'll be talking about more useless shit that no one really gives a fuck about. And, oh, I haven't decided on the topic for next week, so make sure to check on my Twitter, @itsAntonyAkil, if you'd like to submit topics or questions that you want me to answer for next week. And if you found this to be even like remotely entertaining, which I highly doubt you did, but if you did, please subscribe to my podcast on Anchor and Spotify or whatever platform you're on. That way, you'll never get to miss another episode of the show. How great is that? And while you're at it, check out my Instagram as well, at Anthony Akil. All right. See you next week, fogies. Love you. Bye.